This is 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen. Thanks for joining us. Hey, don't forget, a winter weather advisory is now in effect officially. 2 to 4 inches of snow expected today. Starting right around 8 p.m., we should see a real pickup in the snow, but that runs till 11 tomorrow morning. They are expecting some icy roads through the evening and even tomorrow morning for the commute. Well, Donald Trump on the hot seat, at least according to mainstream media, because of executive orders dealing with refugees and immigrants from countries like Yemen and Iran and Iraq. Michael Patrick Leahy, an author, journalist, a Breitbart News contributor, has been looking specifically at the refugee issue for many years now and reporting on it in amazing detail, including what we're dealing with here in Michigan. Michael, great to have you on WILS.
Michael, a great pleasure to be with you. And the most important point to make is this. A Rasmussen report came out this morning, taken, I think, last night, that showed 57% of American voters support the actions that President Trump took to temporarily ban refugees from all countries for 120 days, and then block the visas, the issuance of visas for 7 Middle Eastern countries for 90 days.
Yeah, you saw Chuck Schumer. I mean, the president made him cry, basically. He said it was un-American. What do you make of this reaction, this feeling that this is so un-American to ban refugees?
It's entirely within the purview of the president, entirely constitutional. In fact, I think you saw that the president, under the law, under the Refugee Act of 1980, at his sole discretion, can determine what the ceiling is for refugees and what countries can come in. So totally within the law.
Okay. What we're hearing, though, obviously the other side says, look, we have a vetting system that's unlike any other. We vet in much more aggressive ways than Europe does.
No, it is civ-like. It is civ-like when it comes to security issues. It is also civ-like when it comes to stopping people who actually have active tuberculosis and latent tuberculosis.
Now, what is it about our vetting system that makes it like a civ, then?
Well, the way that it was implemented, and this is the very important reason that President Trump has asked the Department of Homeland Security to review that vetting process in cooperation with the Department of State. You can see numerous reports, not just in Breitbart, that essentially what happens overseas is they just go through the process. They don't really seriously attempt to vet people in the way that we would, say, have the FBI vet somebody here in the United States. They just check the boxes and move them forward and process them. And as a result, you end up with refugees that come here that some of them ought not to come, such as the Somali refugee who came in 2015 and then in 2016, attempted to attack and attempted to kill about 11 people on Ohio State University
Is it a multi-year process, though, as has been described, the vetting process itself?
Well, I think that's the talking point that you hear from the resettlement agencies that receive more than $1 billion a year from federal taxpayers. And some of them may go through process of sort of checking the boxes of being processed without really being thoroughly vetted. But, you know, the important thing isn't whether it takes a couple of years or whether it takes 6 months. The important thing is, are you really seriously thoroughly vetting from a health perspective as well as from a security perspective? By the way, in that executive order, the Secretary of Homeland Security was instructed to undertake a review of the procedures for vetting these refugees with regards to both the security and the welfare of the United States. So I suspect that you're going to see these procedures are going to address not only security issues, but the public health issues. And in particular, it would not surprise me at all if when the revised procedures are suggested, that for the first time, refugees who have latent TB will not be allowed to come into the country until after they have gone through a period of being properly treated and medicated.
And what percentage of refugees that have come into the U.S. have latent TB?
You know, it varies by state. It ranges from 11% in Florida to 35% in Vermont. And, of course, the problem with the latent TB, as we talked about before, is it has a higher activation rate among refugees. Mm-hmm. And the problem you run into is, for instance, in the state of Minnesota, in the past 4 years, from 2012 to 2015, 36% of all of the cases of active tuberculosis diagnosed in the state of Minnesota, or 225 out of about 612, were diagnosed in refugees, even though refugees represent barely 1% of the population in Minnesota.
Talking to Michael Patrick Leahy with Breitbart News contributor. And by the way, Steve Bannon, of course, from Breitbart, he's getting a lot of attention. It's being said or reported that he framed these executive orders himself. What do you make of that news?
Well, I don't know who framed these orders. I know that the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of State designee was involved in this, and that the the White House staff and the president himself were involved, in addition to Bannon. From other reports that I've seen.
The criticism, obviously there's some lawsuits now, the criticism that this is anti-Muslim by targeting
Let me address that right now. The seven countries in which the visa blocks have taken place for 90 days, Syria, Iran, Iraq, Yemen, Somalia, Sudan, and Libya. If you take a look at 200 million Muslims live in those countries. There are 1.6 million Muslims worldwide. So about 87% of Muslims throughout the world are entirely unaffected by this 90-day block on the issuance of visas.
What do you think of the reporting you've seen, especially on mainstream, on this topic?
Well, I mean, my friend and former boss, Steve Bannon, put it well about a week ago when he told the New York Times directly that the mainstream media is the opposition party, and he wanted to make sure they printed that and got that quote right. I think it's exactly right in the way that they have just absolutely misreported this particular executive order is evidence that my friend Steve Bannon is exactly right.
Yeah, you think Breitbart News is going to end up being in the White House in the press room there too?
Oh, we've been there for some time. Charlie Spearing is our top. Nice reporter, and he's been there for a couple of years, a couple of years under Obama. But
is he going to get called on more often? Is he going to be called on more often, you think, now? Or?
Well, you know, it's interesting. They called on the Christian Broadcasting Network and LifeZat, which is Laura Ingraham's magazine, before they called on the Associated Press a couple of days ago, and I think that's a very good sign. My guess is probably Breitbart will get its fair share of opportunities to ask questions of both Press Secretary Sean Spicer, who I know and is a first-rate guy, and President Trump.
What one theory that's out there, especially on the left, is that these are really going to be permanent bans. They're calling them temporary, but they're going to stretch them out much longer. Do you think that might be what happens?
That's speculation. I would be surprised if they become permanent. I think you're going to see the process. It's quite different. On the visas, as you know, Michael, if you get a visa, that actually doesn't give you permission to enter the country. It gives you permission to go to the port of entry and ask the customs agent there for permission to enter the country, and those custom agents are going to exercise a significant amount of discretion. As for the refugee ban, that's been for all countries for 120 days, what I expect is that the every refugee who's in the process will have an opportunity to come in at the end of that period of time under the revised procedures. I think a lot of them are not going to make it through those revised procedures for either health or security reasons. I think you're going to see, my guess is that there will still be refugees coming in. There are probably going to be a lot more Christian refugees coming in than have been in the past.
Why do you think that's going to be the case?
Well, particularly, let's take Syria. Less than 1% of all the Syrian refugees that have come in are Christians. One of the reasons is that these refugees are given to the United States by the United Nations High Commissioner on Refugees, that entity is notoriously anti-Christian. And
So they don't offer these as the Christians as potential refugees?
It's harder because they go through the refugee camps, which are largely Muslims. For many Christians, it's not safe to be in the refugee camps in these countries. And so as a result, they're not really get into the processing of that. Mm. My guess, though, Michael, would be that President Trump has imposed for this fiscal year a ceiling of 50,000 refugees. Mm-hmm. The fiscal year ends at the end of September. So far, about 32,000 in almost 4 months have come in. So that means that would only be like 17,000 to 18,000 for the rest of the year. I think you're going to see the rate of refugees arriving decline dramatically, probably even below that ceiling. I would say in the Trump administration, it wouldn't surprise me to see maybe 10,000 refugees a year as opposed to the 70,000 average that came in under President Obama, 85,000 last fiscal year.
Okay. Is that really going to make us any safer, you think?
I think so. I think because you're going to see that, you know, if you look at the data in terms of crimes that have been committed by refugees, particularly in Somali refugees, there are a high number of crimes that have been involved. Not only was the Ohio State attacker, but the St. Cloud, Minnesota mall attacker in September of last year, Dahir Adan, was a Somali refugee who came first in North Dakota.
Is there a way to bypass the UN in the process of identifying the refugees we want to bring in here?
That is a great question, Michael. And I think I don't know if you have any inside sources at the Department of Homeland Security,
no,
but it wouldn't surprise me, Michael, if you saw the recommendations coming out of the Department of Homeland Security after this 120-day review process to address something like that.
Yeah. You think the UN is that an organization we shouldn't be trusting? Is that what it comes down to? Or?
When it comes to refugees, it's very anti-Christian. That's well documented.
Yeah. Michael Patrick Leahy, author, journalist, Breitbart News contributor. You can find him at michaelpatrickleahy.com. And I'm guessing this is still an issue you're going to continue covering then, Michael Patrick?
Oh, there are not enough hours in a day right now to write all the stories about the refugee issue, foreign policy issues, everything happening right now in Washington, D.C. It's a tremendous time to be alive, but also an awful lot of work.
The criticism of the way he rolled it out, did you have an issue with that at all? Or?
I don't really, because if you actually look at the order, it was very quite clear. And in particular, you'll see there were some questions about the green card issue. The green cards weren't prohibited in the order. It said it gave the custom agents, the border agents, discretion to make determinations, and which they did. And I think they've executed it properly.
Michael Patrick Leahy, right here on WILS. Thank you very much, Michael.
A great pleasure, Michael.